Hey, this is Dave with Screen Geeks Radio. I have the honor and privilege to be sitting down talking with the lovely Summer Cloud. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thanks for talking with me.
This is like the highlight of the convention. I kind of want to talk about the fan base you've already built over your career to start off with. Because sometimes, you know, between Firefly, Dollhouse, Terminator, they may not be the biggest of fan bases, but they're so rabid and so supportive. What I'm wondering is, how is that different from an off-camera relationship to when you come to like a convention to kind of get that FaceTime to meet with the fans?
This is a really unique experience being one of these actors. And when I first started working for Joss, people tried to describe it to me, and I couldn't. There was no way until I came to my first event that I would understand what it was like to be one of Joss's actors who really gets to have a personal relationship with fans. It feels like being part of a family that cares about you throughout your whole career and that's loyal to you and will always at least give a shot to whatever you're doing. They don't have to always like it because, you know, everybody has different tastes, but they'll always be there for you and give it a try. It's really special to be able to come here and say thank you in person.
So do you do many conventions? What's the convention life like for you when you come to these? Is it like being a rock star? just with how rabid the fans are, I mean, I could see
people. Very loyal.
Yes.
Very, very, and very passionate about what they like. If they really like it, then you feel like you've done something right. When we first went to Comic-Con and brought Terminator the first time, that was one of the scariest things ever as an actor, because we knew that there were a lot of people who were extremely loyal to the original franchise, and we wanted to do right by them, and I couldn't even go out and sit there and watch the show because I was really nervous about what everybody would think. And it was very rewarding to have everybody embrace it and get excited about it. That was a great memory.
Very cool. Now, over your first couple of major roles, you've played characters who are very earnest and just very honest. There's no ulterior motive to be anything but who they are. Did that make things easier for you to approach as an actor?
I think I've found a lot of each character in myself. It has been really natural inspiration. Especially for River, you know, when I first started, that felt like a part of me. And like I was saying before, it was just easy for me to come on set and be myself and let that part of myself come out. It was very, like you said, sincere and heartfelt and raw.
Yeah, she wasn't a character who... She had a wide range of emotions. It had to be a lot to draw from.
Well, I was a teenage girl, basically, so, you know, it came natural.
You had your range of emotions. It was a natural outlet.
It was. Very therapeutic.
Was it harder to kind of to have to subdue all that when it came to taking on Terminator? Because it's almost two different extremes between the two parts.
They were, but I think the hardest part about Cameron was that, you know, when you're in a scene with somebody, you want to give back as much as you can, and it was difficult for me, especially my scenes with Lena, because she was so emotional and so raw, and I just couldn't give anything back to her. And I tried in my way, you know, because that was part of my character, was to frustrate her and to be a wall to her. But you know, as an actor, you feel bad because you want to give and give. But I got more comfortable with it as the first season went on. It just started to feel like home to me. And by the second season, I was completely in love and attached, and it was hard to move on. It was hard to go on auditions again and not get to be Cameron. I really, really enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, two very interestingly developed characters.
Thank you.
Around. It's easy to say because it's true.
Thank you.
Since you're so relatively early in your career, I mean, you have a lot of different places you can go with the kind of performances you want to take. I'm curious, what kind of characters would you like to play in the future?
Well, I'm listening to what people have to say. You know, some people say that I always play the same thing, and I don't really feel that way, to be honest. I have played some extreme characters, but they're extreme in different ways. So I just did a Lifetime movie, which was like a childhood dream of mine, where I got to play just a regular girl, and I got to be very dramatic and do something that wasn't genre based, and that was a great experience, and I got to do a Western, which was always a dream of mine. I got to ride with the Wranglers every day and really get comfortable on a horse and be in Texas. So it's funny. I've said these things since I was little, and they just come true at some point. So it's been a wonderful year for me. And now I'm part of a show that's sort of a hybrid of the two. It's a cop drama, but it has that superhero element to it. So it's a great kind of cross for me, because it's sort of my comfort zone, but in a new way.
So we don't have to worry about you becoming nothing but an action star. You get to flex your chops.
I'm working it, but I'll always feel comfortable with a gun and in the car. You know, this just, it feels good to me.
That's a wonderful thing to hear. I'm not going to lie to you. Our time is just about up, but thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us, Summer.
Thanks for having me.